Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning, Eric. Are you ready to rock and roll? It's going to be an exciting
show. Morning,
show.
Dad. Yeah, I'm good. Can you hear me okay? I'm trying something else. This should sound really clear and concise.
You're coming in loud and clear. And, this is a lot of excitement in the air. And a lot of it's because of you with your events, your the virtual situation and the avatars and everything. You're taking it to another level. And we actually got a little rain. I can't believe it.
Well, we definitely want to give a great big shout out to Stream World, our partner on this thing. It is turning out to be pretty incredible. And we did end up pushing the date back to this December 30th as a New Year's blowout. We want to end the year with the biggest and best blowout bash possible for the Easy Way World. People are so excited about this, and we have all the celebrities on board sharing on social media. Congratulations to all the nominees, the winners, the honorees, the legends, and all the Easy Way family that's just involved that gets to be a part of this.
Absolutely.
Now, Dad, I don't know if you know, but we got the Easy Way app, the Easy Way Interactive app in beta, ready to go. We actually are offering the opportunity for 50 people, no more than 50 people, to come in and actually test out this app before it actually gets released so we can get ideas and, smooth out any of those speed bumps that might be there technical-wise. And then we're going to release this thing next year. It's ready to go. After 15 years, we're ready.
Next year. Yeah, when we talk about next year, we're only talking about a few weeks. And like I said, excitement's in the air. People are really look forward to this new stuff. And talking about new stuff, well, I guess what do we have? A couple hot topic, couple news briefs there to go through. And we'll see what's going on.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, welcome to the holiday season. It's here, and it sure came around fast. Seems to come around faster when you get older, but, it's here. And I'm thinking maybe I'll just leave my tree up this time. Several airports, remember, if you're going to be traveling, I've mentioned this before, they're offering rooms for delayed flights, free rooms. And we're talking about the average expected expenditure of Americans about $1,000 over the holiday, but that comes up to with the merchants about $1.4 trillion to be spent. So, wow! If you're a merchant, you got the deals going out there. That's why they get started early. With the 2022, we covered the third annual Easy Way Awards Golden Gala, and it's been getting so big, we put it off to be closer to the New Year's as a big bash, and America almost made it to the top in the soccer world. And whether you're a soccer fan or not, it was exciting. They played great soccer out there, and they beat a tough team with Iran, but then they lost another in 3-1. But that's an almost. Well, maybe next time. The FBI joins a probe into North Carolina's countrywide blackout, and I want to find out what's going on there. Real ID. Anybody worried about the deadlines there to get your real ID? Pressure's off. The DHS has got a 2-year delay on that. So you got a little bit of extension there. Elon Musk's Twitter is coming together after some difficult transitions. It's a little difficult taking over something like that, but they're getting it straightened out. Australia sets aside 30% of its landmass to protect unique species. So that's the place to go if you want to see nature as nature. New type of skyscraper? How about this? Looks like two mountains with a valley, waterfalls, and greenscape. They're trying to have designs that fit into the landscape area. So that's pretty interesting stuff. Kind of like the, what's his name in Chicago? I forget. Anyway, do animals, some people say in Hawaii they were predicting it because before it happened, they were finding animals acting kind of strange. And so maybe it is a good one. NASA launches Perseverance
rover. Just had it. Like, it was like a 4.0 or something like that the other couple days ago.
Yeah, yeah. Every once in a while you see the animals acting a little strange.
Yeah, and I saw Rico, our little Yorkie.
Little
he was
Rico?
Doing some interesting things before it happened. So I can see that.
Something's there, yeah. So people were wondering if the launch by Perseverance by NASA found anything living on Mars. Well, they scooped up some minerals and they're going to bring it back to study. But they found out what they were driving on was actually melted lava. So it'll give you an idea of what was happening a long time ago on Mars. And, we'll move on from there. But I'm going to tell you about the glaciers next time. Melted glaciers are exposing all kinds of stuff. And we'll cover that in the next show, some interesting things. So anyway, we got, Eric, there's a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, people wonder about the economy. We're seeing a 1.5% over-year growth, so that's a good thing. Dollar strong. And housing markets, stable. Rates are a little high, but, you know, don't worry about – you can always refinance if you buy a property, you know. You refinance and you can also buy down your rates. So with that, I guess we'll be moving into a commercial, and then we got an interesting guest coming up. But boy, there's so much news, and I try to cover.
Family pitch party is coming up on December
8th. Yeah,
Eric Roberts and Eliza Roberts and some other really extra special guests. So don't go anywhere. And when we come back, we actually do have an extra special guest. She happens to be the event planner for the Big Easy Way Awards Golden Gala and Easy Way App Demo Business Summit, the two biggest events in the virtual metaverse space you do not want to miss. We'll be right back.
Hey, okay, so let me tell you guys something really cool. Every other Thursday, Easy Way Network is hosting the Easy Way Family Pitch Party. It allows you to pitch your purpose, your project, and ultimately gain more followers to your Wall of Fame profile. Now, when you post on your profile, people are going to know about what it is you want to promote. They're going to know about what it is you want to get out there. So this allows you to network your way to success, connect with the best, and meet people in person on Zoom. Learn who all the other members are. Connect, JV. It's a lot of fun. So to RCP, you text 424-396-5774. Go to yes.easywayrsvp.com. That's yes.easywayrsvp.com. We have celebrity guests, influencers, top-level experts that also speak, and you get to meet some of the people that you may not even know that are on the network. I'm telling you guys, do not miss this. It's going to be awesome. Every other Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Easy Way Network. Do not miss it. We'll see you there. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you guys about the Easy Way Wheel of Opportunity. We give away $10,000 in marketing and promotional services at our Easy Way Family Interactive Pitch Party. We'll see you there.
All right, guys. Yeah, make sure that you do join. Go to yes.easywayrsvp.com and actually call 424-209-9290. Email Easy Way Network, letter E to Z, easywaynetwork@gmail.com if you're interested in pitching your purpose, your projects, and getting more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. All right, without further ado, we have our extra special guest coming on, Linda Kane, who is all about events as a sought-after, driven business strategist and successful entrepreneur who has helped hundreds of clients transform their events, experience, expertise, and passion into profits. Whether live, virtual, hybrid, or retreats, with a diverse background and experience planning domestic and international events for over 25 years, she designed events for her clients who are in transformational coaching and entrepreneur space that meets an emotional experience for attendees and profit margin for clients. Linda and her team at Events by Blue Diamond are all about the heart and relationship for the client and the attendee. So they help clients create their events-driven business and planning and producing consistent six and seven-figure events with a repeatable process to maximize profits. Whether you find yourself struggling with generating event revenue or are season or you're a seasoned pro, Linda will coach you through the game-changing strategies and a proven system for creating successful experiences. Let's bring, without further ado, Linda to Easy Way Radio, Radio Boomers Live. Welcome, Linda.
Linda Kane.
Hey, Eric.
There she is.
So glad to be here with you.
Hey, Linda.
Hey.
Linda, you're amazing. Just what a
Thank you.
Talking about transition, you've been helping us with the event, and there's so much going on. Just, you know, what got Linda Kane interested in going down the path to be an event planner? Because it's exciting, you know, you get to see so many people do events and what it's all about. What was it that happened that brought you on this road?
You know, honestly, I think I was born with a pencil and a pad of paper and what do you want to do today in my hand. From a very young age, I loved anything that had to do with around entertainment. And my parents were very active in church, social, and in our community. So there were a lot of things that as a young person I was exposed to. My parents, you know, they went to campaign rallies. They went to the picnics in the park. They went to the concerts in the park. They just anything like that that was going on, we participated in. So from an early day, I saw how when people come together, how that magic gets created, relationships are built, and people just have this experience and they go away wanting more. So when I started working, I was like an early worker. My first job was at 12, and I was decorating wedding cakes for my mom's friend who lived down the street from us and had a home-based business. And so I was learning how to help her do that, which led me into, by the time I was about 15, I was working for the caterer in Pasadena and doing a lot of, you know, those jobs that you can do that you're not like 16 years, 17 years old yet and qualified to do, but I was learning the trade and hanging around and being around events and things. And fast forward to my summer of high school, my senior year of high school, the catering company that I was working for, we got contracted to do an event for a law firm in Los Angeles, one of LA's largest entertainment law firms. And we got the job of putting together a golf tournament for clients' appreciation. So I knew just enough about golfing to be dangerous, and so I ended up helping and working on this committee. We pulled off a 200 players on three golf courses in the LA County area, busing people back and forth, and ended up at the Beverly Hills Hotel for a huge gala celebration dinner. It was amazing, and I was like, that was it. I was in love. I was slated to go to college and all this other stuff, and I'm like, no, I want to play in the event world. And I got a call from the managing partner of the law firm. They hired me to be part of their newly forming events and marketing department, and I worked there for 12 years, and then I was invited to a Bob Proctor event, and that changed my life. I got to meet this world of coaching and helping people and really being able to work in an area where, you know, I've done fundraisers. I've had so many amazing opportunities. And in 2006, I decided to start my own event company and started working more and more with coaches and authors, speakers, small business entrepreneurs, and nonprofits, helping them to raise money for their foundations. And I love it. My team has been with me for It'll be 20 years this summer. We've got a team of six, and most of us have been together this whole time. My AV team is my newest group. They've been with me about 4 years. But we just have a blast, and we have our clients repeat business with us. We grow with our clients. Some clients have left us to go on and do other amazing things, but I love it. And what brought me the easy way was Eric and I, gosh, Eric, 6 years ago we were playing around with television when it first came out, and we were looking at, you know, trying to figure out how to get speakers on TV and things like that. And that little project that we were working on didn't materialize for a lot of other reasons that happen when you're trying to bring in different partners and stuff. And so I've always just sort of had an easy way in the back of my mind. And when this project came up, being in the virtual space, learning how to be on and play on new platforms, I was just really intrigued and wanted to offer services and help and be part of this amazing journey.
Well, this is amazing to have you up on the Easy Way stage with Tony Hoffman. You guys have been just tremendous asset to the growth of Easy Way moving into 2023. And we've known each other for quite some time, but now we're like really galvanizing together here. And I want to get into the event itself and how you and Tony are the super dynamic duo. It's pretty incredible how you guys play together. You know, kind of talk about how you guys are a duo and what the run of show and all the work that you guys have done on this production, so people can really understand how amazing of an event it is and the caliber of team that's behind it.
Sure.
And how do you like what
Eric
brings to the table?
You got it. Absolutely. So a little bit on the planning side of things. You know, a lot of people will go about planning an event on their own, you know, and they have the skills, they have techniques, they have the capability, but it's not what they do every day. This is what we do day in, day out. You know, we're constantly learning. We have our own mentors. We're watching what Tony Robbins does. We watch what the networks are doing. We watch, you know, what other clients are doing. And we're just constantly evolving and looking and growing ourselves. But the art of putting an event together, there's so many moving pieces, and you have to have what we call a run of show. It's also, you know, known as the stage management document. But basically, it's your Bible, and you have to be able to map it out in a way that you know who's speaking or singing or performing and at what time, how long the transitions are taking place, what's it happening in those transitions, and you just build it out. And if you build that out from the beginning of your event, like, how do I want my event to flow? It's not just about where you're going to have the event or how you're going to have the event, but how do you want that event to flow? What are the components that you're bringing into the event? I don't care what you're building, if you're doing a fundraiser or a transformational retreat or a 3-day enrollment program or something like this, an award ceremony one day and then an app launch with, you know, content and featured speakers. All of that, if you create this run of show from the beginning and put down all your details, choose, you know, who's doing what, where are they coming in from, all that kind of stuff, then, number one, it makes your job easier once you get there because you're not going to miss anything or anyone, but it helps you to see where the missing pieces are, and then you can quickly fill them. And Tony and I work really well on this together with her film background and television background and my background of writing script and, for heads of state and executives and, you know, bank executives and lawyers and different things that I've done throughout my career. Understanding the flow of an event is really crucial. And the average person isn't going to get that, you know, and especially when we look at these new platforms. The cool thing that happened about COVID, it's like, I don't know if you guys remember, you know, the financial crash.
Okay.
2008, 2009.
Absolutely nothing nothing whatsoever cool about COVID. Those two words should never come
right.
together. But I get what you're saying.
Exactly. But what I mean by that is, you know, when the financial crunch of 2008-2009 hit, the hotel industry, like, we just all panicked. We all just went, oh, my God, it's over. You know, corporate canceled events left and right. Coaches canceled. I mean, it was just crazy. But then those of us that just sat for a moment and said, hey, wait, you know, there's how do we make these events work? What can we do? And the hotel and people started coming together and rethinking how we put events together and how corporate events could still have their, you know, annual conference. What was it going to look like? The same thing happened when COVID hit. Everything shut down. Everybody panicked. But then came this, like, wait, we're smart. We've got tools. We've got opportunities. What are those opportunities? And a lot of us had already been live streaming events. We already had the camera in the back of the room filming, taking, you know, live streaming out to people who couldn't attend. It wasn't as sophisticated as we've gotten to now, but it was there. And so now what we did is we just expanded on that with Zoom and then all these other platforms that have come up, you know, Whova, HopTin, and the Metaverse platforms, you know, Virbella, all of these different platforms that have become available. And it's interesting because the educational system, the colleges, they've been using these avatar systems for quite some time, even pre-COVID. And so now it's just kind of coming into those of us in this event space, and it just opens up a whole new way of connecting, being together, expanding into international reach. And you asked me what I love about what Eric's doing. Eric is unique in the sense that not only is he bringing people together and having amazing events and awarding them for their accomplishments, finding people and awarding them for their accomplishments, which I love. He's such a visionary, and he's looking at the ways of continuing to build all of the things that EasyWay can offer people. So there's television, there's interviews, there's having your own show, there's being on other people's shows. Now he's got the app that's going to connect all of that, and he has this platform that people can use. It's just I love the way that he's just incorporating everything into one.
That's amazing. How do you like what he brings to the table? I've been to events and people say, well, they'll call Eric up and they'll say, Eric, some of the people didn't show up at this particular event. You know, they had some celebrities. And he'll get on the phone. All of a sudden, all these people start showing up. What are you saying as far as this event? Is he bringing some good stuff to the table?
oh yeah. And, you know, that's the thing about events. People say they'll come, but getting them to show up is the key. So when you've got somebody like Eric, who's, one, not afraid to pick up the phone and call a celebrity and say, hey, your word is your word, right? You said you'd be here. Where are you? They're going to come. I love that about him. I also love the fact that he's the way he's connected to people in such a way that when he calls, they want to. It's not about being forceful or anything like that. It's because of the people that he brings together creates the environment that people want to be in. You know, like the weekly and monthly things that he's doing, the networking things, the networking meetings, they're fabulous. You have a little bit of show, you have a little bit of talent, you have a lot of conversation, and you get to meet people.
It's fun.
What better format, right?
Exactly.
Well, we don't have a whole lot more time left. I want you to go over the run of show, let everybody know what's coming up for the business summit and the awards, considering that you and Tony just structurized that and organized it so well.
Okay, let me grab that real quick. Hold on.
Is it a good thing we have a little bit more time now?
And guys, you really need to be taking notes and pull your phones out and get the, you know, go old school. I know we got a lot of baby boomers listening, so get the pen and paper and make sure you're taking notes, because these are things that you need to learn when doing your own events or anybody that you know that's around you. And these are seasoned veterans. All of our guests that come onto the show are seasoned veterans that have the actual accolades and the actual history and the proof of their success with everything that they do, not only with themselves, but their clients. So everything that they're saying is really great advice for you guys if you're trying to go down the same path. And so as we're waiting for Linda to grab that.
I'm ready.
Okay, go for it, Linda.
I'm ready. So on the 9th,
the 9th may be pushed to another date. We don't know yet. We'll be announcing that probably tomorrow.
Okay.
But it is going to be a business summit with the same exact structure you guys are listening. We just we're not totally sure on the date yet, but we are going to do something on the 9th and the 10th. We promise you. But we want to make sure that this is beyond spectacular, and we don't do half-level productions. We do 150, or we don't do it. And we've had a couple complications with our editing team. As you know, we've had some boulders fall on our heads here, and it happens on every event. But go ahead and let them know.
There's so much.
Let's just leave the audience with this then, that we have a international film and TV festival panel that Megan Johnson is leading, and we have Stephen Gillen, filmmaker creator in the UK. We've got Michael Barraras. We've got John Jones with Kappa League. We've got Cami Darwish, actor writer, and we also have a celebrity panel. We also have a standout stars panel. We also have Omar Prelude, Jeff Hoffman, Alex Stern. The list is endless. You've got Johnny Venicor. You've got Tina Lewis. We have a panel that's going to talk about marketing and podcast and branding with Michael Neely, Eric Zuli, Jason Spann, Matt Doyle, and Debbie Dashinger, leaders in the podcast industry. You've got Ronnie Tsunami with Rock Your Academy. You've got gaining visibility, books and publishing. Everybody has a book inside you. I don't care where you come from or what you're doing, just even your just life story, because each of our life stories are different. We carry with us all of our lessons and things that happen, and that can be a blessing to someone else. So even just a little book on your life. But we've got Patty Sadler doing a whole thing on books and publishing and also raising funds for New Life Charity. We have Matt J. Doyle on B2B. Oh my gosh, the list is endless, everyone. You don't want to miss this. You definitely want to get signed up to attend this. It is going to be fantastic. We have Dante Sears. We have a whole bunch of entertainers that are going to pop in and do guest spots on singing, sharing, music, arts, too many to name, really, honestly. So you definitely want to be there for that. Jeff Walsh, like I said. Yeah, Bill Walsh, Jeff Hoffman, Omar, Alec Stearns. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. It's going to be stellar. Oh, and I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing?
And the celebrity presenters, a lot of celebrity presenters there.
Yeah, all of the celebrity presenters that we're having, and then the awards ceremony or the awards show that happens in conjunction with the Business Summit, a lot of those people will be at the Business Summit too. So you don't want to miss that. I mean, I don't think we have enough time to list. What do we have, about 52 people that are award presenters and have received awards and are receiving awards. It's really amazing.
And how are you doing with the transition to in person compared to the virtual world and so on and so forth? Are you enjoying the different aspects of it?
You know what? I love events. And
all aspects.
It can be in Zoom. It can be with a little funky avatar that drives you crazy when you try to create it, I'll be honest. But you just have to look at it as a new experience, right? And every new experience brings an opportunity, and every opportunity brings a connection, and every connection brings a new relationship. And that's just how I live my business life and my life. And so whether we're doing virtual, whether we're doing in person, or whether we're using a new avatar system, I absolutely love it, and I encourage everyone just to reach out of that comfort zone because, like I said, new opportunity, new relationships, and new business. But my favorite by far is in person. There's nothing like being with people that you can, you know, stand next to, get your photo taken with, connect, say hi, hug, if you will. And just have that, you know, in-person connection. So, and just I'll leave you guys with this. If you are doing events for profit, remember that you don't have to have big events. You can have small, impactful events with big profits. We just had a client this week. We had 22 people in the room, and he had a six-figure weekend and was very, very happy. So, anything is possible in this world.
Quality, not quantity, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And it sounds like you definitely have your organizational skills put together, and it makes a difference. It's a changing world, and you know, sometimes people like the virtual. They don't have to travel and wait at the airports and that, and the in-person is exciting. It's all a transition. It sounds like you're adapting pretty well there. I give you a lot of credit.
Thank you.
We've
been very blessed.
You and Tony make a formidable team. This is going to be exciting. Looking forward. I'm glad you had a chance to stop by and be with Radio Boomers Live for a little while because I know you're busy. But
thank you. It's been a pleasure. Always. Anything I can do.
We appreciate you, Linda. Thank you much. And
thanks.
I'll tell you what. So much, Eric. There's so much. Like I said, it's difficult for me to keep up with you guys, but I'm working on it. And Linda, we're going to be what state do you live in?
Oh, I'm right here in California with you guys. I'm
you're
in
LA California.
County. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so looking forward to hooking up at an in-person event too someday. And you're talking about the pitch parties are exciting. So with that, we're going to let you go, and we're going to commercial here, and then we're going to bring Carmelita's Corner.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you again both, and thank you for having me on, and I look forward to being a part of the awards and a part of the exciting things that are happening at Easy Way.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Linda.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye. So, see, you have to, in Linda's situation, she adapts to change, and it's so important because look at the companies we have today. I mean, some of the companies, you know, stuck with their ways, and I'm not going to mention any names, but you see what happens. They're notable. They've been around, and people like their service, but then another situation comes along where it's faster, easier, cheaper, and the big brick and mortar drops down, and another brick and mortar might come in there. And what I'm seeing is some of these big brick and mortars, there's a clothing store, and they really work with the counts, and they're always sending out the flyers, and they're giving away their cash rewards and this and that. So when they adapt to it and they incorporate both sides of it, you can still do a business with, having your, like they say, the brick and mortar scenario. And what do we have? I forgot the percentage, but I was talking about the entrepreneur situation. A lot of people like to transition. You know, when Linda was talking about, can anything good come out of a bad scenario? Well, you know, the devastation of war and the devastation of so many situations. And yet after the ashes, you know, there's all kinds of situations that come from that. And we have
I had to get that phone call. We just had a big phone call coming. I can't wait to tell you about it. But again, thank you so much to Linda Kane, for being Linda's such an amazing, spectacular guest. And make sure, guys, you contact Linda Kane on the Easy Way Wall of Fame if you need any type of event assistance, coaching, guidance, event planning of any sorts. Make sure you look for Linda Kane at the on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. I didn't mean to rhyme, but hey, maybe that's a good song. That is the hook. Look for Linda Kane at the Easy Way Wall of Fame.
You've done that before, I think, right? I think I've seen you on video doing that.
So without further ado, we're going to go to Carmelita Corner now after the commercial break and enjoy this next day. Thanks.
Get on the Easy Way train. Create your own free Easy Way wall profile. Connect with the best and network your way to success. Get your own commercial and consistently be promoted on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Apple Store. Watch free TV, Zonda TV, Voice America, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify Worldwide TV, Android TV, Samsung, LG, and numerous other Roku channels. Enhance your Google rankings. Give your brand awareness that turbo boost you need to close more deals the easy way. Contact us today. Call 424-209-9290 or text EasyWay to 55678.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, here we are again. How are you doing out there, folks? Hey, hey, hey. I've got a lot to say. Well, first of all, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest for you today. Her name is Timmy Woods, and she is a globally renowned premier handbag designer who designs custom one-of-a-kind wooden and leather handbags, which have been showcased internationally on TV, in print, and on select online stores, both major and boutique. Her items have been on runways and red carpets and Hollywood premieres, and she herself has been on red carpets and premieres. And her handbags have been featured on Jupiter, Shop Channel in Japan, TVSN Australia, HSN, QVC in the United States, Thai Home Shopping Network, and so on. So let me bring her on and let her tell you more about it. Timmy Woods, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey there, Timmy.
Yes, I'm all ready for you.
All right. And we're ready for the world, aren't we, Timmy?
Absolutely.
You know what? Before I get started, I let a little birdie out and told a mutual friend of ours that you are my guest today, and she wants to be sure that I send you her love, and I'm talking about Carol Connors.
Yes, you will.
She says you're one of her best friends in the whole world, so I'm glad to make that connection there. She is a very dear friend. She has also been a guest on Carmelita's Corner, and we're planning on getting together for one of our favorite pastimes, so I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, let's talk about you. What got you started on this particular venture? What inspired you to specialize in unique custom-made handbags?
Well, it is a funny story, because I had just gotten a divorce and I had a baby, and I decided I've been fashion director of some major companies, and so I decided, well, I think I'll go take a pattern making class and make my own collection. And I stepped into the Fashion Institute, and I was in the class for 2 weeks, and the teacher looked at me and she goes, "Why don't you get out of here and do what you have to do?" So I walked out that day shaking my head. I go, "Well, what do I want to do? I only have basically X number of dollars to start a business, and I love leather, and I think I'll begin by making some leather handbags. Knowing nothing about leather, I went out and I bought leather. I cut it with a scissor, which is something you never do, and found somebody to sew them together in my living room. And 2 weeks later, I went to New York, and I sold Bloomingdale's, Bendel's, and Bergdorf's, and had a window in Bloomingdale's. But that was basically how I started many years ago, making leather handbags. Now I make wooden handbags. That's one of the things that I do make. And I've had my own factory making them as well. And they're actually wood, by the way, is very alive. Even after you've made it and it's dried, for some reason it keeps getting more and more beautiful. So to me, they're like little sculptures. And the hinges are all handmade. It takes a minimum of 30 days to make a bag. And they are just, they're customized to different fashion directors' shows. Like right now, I'm working on something for And Just Like That. Or I may have some other shows coming up. And as you know, I have done a lot of television shows, and we've had a lot of celebrities wear the bags. But back to the designs, you asked me what inspires me. What inspires me, I think that basically living. I've been all around the world since I've been 16 years old. So I've seen so many things. And I discovered when I was 7 years old that there are no color clashes really in nature. And I think that at that age, that was even a biggie for me because I've always been artistic. And you can almost give me anything, and I know how to make it. And I can't do that with numbers, but I could do it with my brain in terms of product development. So that's where I am with that.
That's a wonderful story to me. And, you know, I think inside each and all of us, we have that spark that we just need to discover. And, you know, we're all connected. And whether people realize it or not, we're all part of the same human family and from the same source. And I believe that that runs through all of us and connects us and gives us the ability to be creative. And that's what you do.
True. I think we all have different kinds of sparks. That,
yes,
that really appeals to us. My sister, for instance, is not a great cook. I'm a great cook. She's had cooking classes. Forget it. And she is fantastic with numbers. She's really totally brilliant, and she's totally brilliant with numbers, where in my case, that's not an area that I'm good at. So therefore, I have to acknowledge it and hire somebody who's much better than I am to direct me. And I think that's another aspect of this, is knowing what our weaknesses are. And I think it's just as important to know your weaknesses as it is to know your strengths.
That's very good advice, Jimmy. Very good advice. And you have been in this industry for several years, as you said, and you started out with Bloomingdale's in New York?
Correct. I started out in Bloomingdale's, and it's very funny because I don't like to sell a store like Bloomingdale's, not because it's not a good store, but because of the fact that my things are so handmade. And Bloomingdale's, you may be in one, I'm speaking about New York more than anything. You know, you may be in one area today, and then they'll move you in the nighttime. And the people who move you really don't care about how they move you, and they throw your things together and they smash them. Well, that I don't like. So, therefore, I'd rather sell a fine specialty store or sell online where we know that we have a better connection with our buyer and with the people who take care of the things.
That's interesting to know. And diverting just for a moment, did you see the wonderful Thanksgiving parade?
No, but I wore my turkey. How about that? I make a fully stoned turkey handbag. And I got you a very special dinner. And naturally I wore it, and then I ended up sticking it in the center of the table for this, as a centerpiece. So it came off, these bags have double entendres. You know, you can wear them as sculptures, and you can also use them as a sculpture and appreciate them all year round. So
that's true. I have seen your handbags in person, and they are works of art. I mean, you can just stand them alone, like you had an Eiffel Tower and things like that, and, you know, but at the same time, you've made it so that people can wear them as a handbag.
Exactly. And a few things. I went into one lady's closet at a home that I was at, and she has a country club. And the next thing, I don't know, I opened her closet doors, and all of a sudden I saw all my handbags were like sculptures for her. That was very, it was very, very nice and totally unexpected. And then you take somebody like something like Air Group. Air Group did their commercial with Sarah Jessica Parker, and they used the Eiffel Tower as in her closet as an example of where to go.
Yes, and listen to me. You know, when you're having a good time, the clock just runs by so fast, and I just word that it's time to move on, and I want everybody to know how to reach you, and also please make that announcement. You have something coming up December the 10th, right?
Yes, I do. So the best way to reach me is at timmywoods.com. That's T like Tommy, I-M-M-Y Woods, plural, at TimmyWoods.com. That is my website. And then on December the 16th, I'm having a special event. I have a pop-up store in Palm Desert. And just for your information, for people who love photography, my uncle was Julia Shulman, and he created the modernism architectural photography. So anyhow, I do spend time in the desert. I love the desert. So I have a pop-up shop at the Shops on San Pablo, which is at 44850 San Pablo Avenue, and that's in Palm Desert. And that the zip code, in case you need it, is 92260. And I also have a showroom in Beverly Hills at 400 North Oakhurst Drive, and that's by appointment only, and we are really set up as a showroom. Telephone number there is 310-864-3525, and please feel comfortable to call and make an appointment any place you like. We do have a showroom in Texas, and we can also be found at different stores around the United States in case you would like to see our things in some other state other than California.
Well, thank you so much, Timmy, for coming on Carmelita's Corner on Radio Boomers Live. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon. And best wishes with all of your endeavors, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful day.
You too, Timmy.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EZWAY, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EZWAYNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
There it is. Woo! What a fantastic show this has been today.
Absolutely.
Carlos Corner, Linda Kane, Dad, I'm excited. And now we got to get into the EZWAY app. We got to really just get down
get into
the nitty-gritty and get our fingernails dirty here as we're typing out.
No, you know what, Eric? And I got to give you credit for that pitch party, because word's really getting out. People want to get on that. And it's, a movie is made an hour and 40 minutes to 2 hours for a purpose, because people don't want to sit much longer. I could sit there for hours listening to these people come on, and they're so interesting. They're entrepreneurs, and then at the end they have that fun part where they perform. Even if they're not performers, it's fun, you know?
It really is. And so, all right, guys, we're going to tell you guys a little details about the EZWAY interactive app and what is coming out for the new year. This is a social network. We call it a social solutions app, because it's not just like a normal social network. It actually has all the different features, or a lot of the different special features that are related to platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook and Zoom, StreamYard, Amazon, Fiverr, Kickstarter, Instagram, you name it. It's got a lot of those features rolled into it. And it has albums, save posts, popular posts, stores, pages, groups, blogs, marketplace where you can have your business directory, you put your services on there, your products on there, multiple stages that you can get on with over 500 potential stages based upon the members that we have, events, movies, films, TV, podcast. It goes on and on and on. It's all accessible. But on top of that, like you said, we have features of Twitch, which, if you know what Twitch is a video gaming software that's a streaming software that allows people to create accounts and stream their programs. But they give you the ability to give people money, to tip them, to send money. This has the same thing. You can give money to EZWAY family members. You can barter trade. You can message each other directly. There's going to be options inside of the messenger to help, you know, people get more value in barter trading, as well as there's going to be a self-sustainable community mechanism where if you have a service, your service is advertised on the business directory on the list, and then everybody else that might need your service is going to know about it constantly. You are constantly promoted on this platform. You don't have to just promote yourself. We promote you, and that is an upgraded plan. But it's very cost-effective, very affordable. This is going to be one of the most top. I really believe it. I believe that the 5,000-something members we have, the 500,000 visitors that we have, the podcast that we're doing, the 30 different podcasts, the films that we have, the multiple filmmakers that we're working with, the top-level experts in their field and speaking and coaching and what they do, the multi-billionaires, the millionaires, the people that are behind us, the celebrities, the producers, the filmmakers, the PRs, the managers, the experts. We are giving you access to the experts, access to the influencers. We're doing something that nobody else has done. You can create your own groups, your own community, and we're going to help you along with whatever it is that you have going on. You're going to be getting out there in a way you have never imagined, and this whole system is built to make you money. The whole system is built to make you money with tracking and affiliate codes and to build your pipeline, and then the people under you, you're making money. And advertising, and it just goes on and on. But that's just a sneak peek of the new EZWAY app coming out real soon. But you have to have an account on the Wall of Fame if you want to get on to that app. And so make sure, guys, that you go to EZWAYNetwork.com and you create your free account and you create your profile. But again, if you are in the business space of getting lead generation, getting more leads, more people to your event, getting more people that can be affiliates for your business to help you get more leads. If you're in the business of people in any way and you want support, you want to be involved in a community that will support you and back you and press the share button, a peer light style community. Our motto is unite the light.
this is it. The Easy Way family is for you. And so Easy Way I, stands for Easy Way Interactive, is coming out 2023. We're excited. We've been working on this project for 15 years. Shout out to...
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.